Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1440. Sleep. The most boring and effective fitness tip ever. Part 2 by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more. Just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now it's Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to provide you with a little bit of inspiration. Quote, "Nobody who ever gave their best regretted it." George Hollis. All right, before we get to it, as a reminder, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1439. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Sleep, the most boring and effective fitness tip ever. Part 2 by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. 20 ways to get the best sleep ever, in no particular order. 1. Completely dark room. Like, no lights, no TV on. Blackout curtains or blackout shades over the window. Even cover up the lights from routers, cable boxes, and so on. When I travel, I use an eye mask to block out light. 2. It needs to be cool in your room. The Sleep Council says 60 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal. For me, it's typically 65 to 69 degrees Fahrenheit. 3. Eliminate blue light about 60 minutes before bed. You can use an app called F-Lux for your phone or laptop. Now, most phones have that night shift button that does this as well. I think this is underrated, especially if you're one to surf your phone or laptop before going to bed. 4. Hot shower 60 to 90 minutes before bed to relax you. Give it some time before bed so you can cool down. Taking a cold to lukewarm shower closer to bedtime can also help accomplish this. 5. Play around with meal timing and meal composition before bed. I can eat a huge meal and fall asleep within 10 minutes. Others may need more of an empty stomach and need 2 or more hours between their last meal and sleep. Eating a lot of protein can also give you the sweats, so be mindful of that. 6. Meditating before bed can be a game changer. The same people who say, "I've tried everything," are the same people who think meditation is stupid. Be open-minded and try downloading free apps like Calm, Headspace, or Waking Up. Start with just 5 minutes of practice. 7. Sleeping with earplugs changed my sleep forever. I used to live in a house with 5 other guys in college, so things got noisy. Now I use earplugs every single night. You will wake up to your alarm, just keep it next to you. Having it on vibrate will help too, or use a Fitbit or Apple Watch. I have never slept through an alarm while using them. Not once. Try it out on the weekend or for a nap if you're scared of oversleeping. 8. If you're trying to wake up earlier, set your alarm 15 minutes earlier per day. After the first week, try another 15 minutes, or just go to bed 15 minutes later than normal. Basically, don't make drastic changes and mess with your sleep cycle too much. 9. Perform a brain dump about 2 hours before bed. everything that is stressing you out or that you need to do, put it all on paper, and circle the most important one. That's your one thing to get done tomorrow. The rest is a bonus. 10. If you can't fall asleep or you wake up in the middle of the night, don't try to fall asleep. If falling asleep was as easy as forcing ourselves to do it, this list would be much shorter. Instead, focus on relaxing yourself as much as possible. Get up and stand or just lay there or sit. Close your eyes and perform 5 to 10 deep breaths through your stomach, meaning through your diaphragm. In through your nose for 3 seconds, out through your mouth for 5 seconds, and repeat. 11. Eliminate caffeine at least 6 hours before bed. That's about how long it takes for caffeine to get through your system. Now, this includes diet sodas and decaf coffee. Yes, decaf coffee still has some caffeine in it. 12. Invest in a comfortable bed and comfortable pillows. Now, I don't have specific recommendations here since everyone is different, but this is well worth spending money on. 13. Use melatonin and over-the-counter sleep aids sparingly. Use them only when traveling, especially to different time zones, or when you need to fall asleep earlier than usual. Our bodies adapt and will use them as a crutch if you use them too frequently. 14. Go to sleep and wake up at the same time every single day or most days. Routine, routine, routine. It helps our bodies do what it needs to do and regulate what needs regulating. Consider developing a power down ritual about an hour before bed where you shut off all electronics and prepare for sleep. Setting a go to bed alarm can work well too. 15. An awesome chili pad cube may help if you sleep with someone who likes the bed to be hotter or colder than you. Now, it is a little pricey, but it's worth the investment if this is an ongoing issue in your household. 16. Buy a fancy alarm clock that gradually wakes you up instead of waking up in a constant state of anxiety from your phone alarm. 17. Limit alcohol use before bed. It may help you fall asleep, but the quality of sleep is reduced. Instead, I recommend reading or having a good laugh as a pre-bed routine. 18. Napping may help you mimic a nighttime sleep cycle. Now, limit naps to 20 to 40 minutes and try to have them at the same time each day. 19. Get outside for at least 30 minutes each day. Using the sunlight as your indicator for when you should be awake and when you should be getting ready for bed can be a simple tip for most. And 20. Use the bed for sleep and only. No homework, no work, no eating, etc. That way, as soon as you lay down, you have a mental trigger. It's time for sleep, or both great options. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Sleep, the Most Boring and Effective Fitness Tip Ever, by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, you were just presented with a list of some fantastic sleep tips. All of them are great and super useful. And I've said this many times before. Whenever you hear lists like these, please try not to feel overwhelmed. You might hear these long lists or read about them and think, wow, I don't do any of those things. I'm in a really bad spot. Instead of letting those thoughts pull you down, these long lists actually represent great news for us. It means there are lots of options. That means if one tip doesn't suit you, you have more options. You can find the one that works best for you. The trick is to just start. Pick the one suggestion that jumped out at you, the one that sounded most interesting or the easiest to implement, whatever. Then try it out. And when you try it out, really give it some time and effort. Give it your full attention. That's the best way to know whether it works. Trying one of these tips for just one night will not be all that helpful. Trying it every night for 2 weeks? Now we're on to something. If you find after trying it every night for 2 weeks, it just doesn't seem to be working for you, move on to another tip. So, which one are you going to try? All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep this podcast going. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.